Morning Watch, The Intrinsic Significance of Gideon as God's Valiant Warrior, Week 8, Friday Related Verses, Judges 7:13-14. And when Gideon came at that moment, a man was recounting a dream to his companion, and he said, "I have just had a dream. There was this round loaf of barley bread tumbling through the camp of Midian. And it came to the tent and struck it, so that it fell and turned upside down, and the tent collapsed." And his companion answered and said, "This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has delivered Midian and all the camp into his hand." 1 Corinthians 10:17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. 1 Corinthians 12:20-24. But now the members are many, but the body one. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Romans 12:1-3. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Judges 6:16. And Jehovah said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you will strike the Midianites as one man." Judges 7:15. And when Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped. And he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for Jehovah has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand." According to Judges 7:9-15, Gideon heard the account of a dream in the camp of Midian. In verses 13-14, one of the Midianites recounted a dream to his companion. His companion responded by saying that this was nothing else than the sword of Gideon, and that God had delivered Midian and all the camp into Gideon's hand. When Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped, returned to the camp of Israel, and said, "Arise, for Jehovah has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand." Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies and put trumpets into their hands, as well as empty pitchers with torches inside the pitchers. They blew the trumpets and shattered the pitchers. Then, holding the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands, they cried out, "A sword for Jehovah and for Gideon." Then the whole camp of the Midianites ran off, and they shouted and fled. God gave Gideon 300 men and made them one body. Individual victory is not proper. Gideon and those 300 men moved together and acted in one accord. All of their flesh was cut off so they could be one. This is the oneness in the spirit and a living in the body. A barley loaf is a loaf of the resurrected Christ who can never be limited. You say that you cannot meet the situation. That is right. You surely cannot. But there is one who can, the one who is the barley. A barley loaf is within you. A little bit of the resurrected Christ is in you. That is good enough. Paul thought of the church being one bread was not his own invention. Rather, it was taken from the Old Testament. The meal offering in Leviticus 2:4 consisted of cakes made of fine flour mingled with oil. Every part of the flour was mixed or mingled with the oil. That is blending. Paul tells us that the church is a bread, a cake made of fine flour. John 12:24 says that Christ is the one grain of wheat who fell into the earth and died and grew up in the resurrection to produce many grains, which are we, his believers. We are the many grains so that we may be ground into fine flour for making the cake, the bread of the church. Here we can see the thought of the blending in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 12:24 says clearly that God has blended all the believers together. But where is the blending in the recovery? We may think that the coordination in the church is the reality of the blending. However, I must tell you that even the coordination in the church is not the reality of the body of Christ. To be in the reality of the body of Christ, we need to be absolutely in the resurrection life of Christ. We do have some good coordination in the local churches. However, I would ask, is this coordination carried out by the natural life or in resurrection? To be in resurrection means that our natural life is crucified, and then the God-created part of our being is lifted in resurrection to be one with Christ in resurrection. It is common today that in the local churches, what we can see is mostly the church in its meetings, activities, works, and services. But we cannot see much of the reality of the body of Christ in resurrection, that is, in the Spirit, in the pneumatic Christ, and in the consummated God.